Hey everybody, welcome to our podcast.
Yes, welcome to our podcast, Photography and Business Insight, what it takes to be successful.
As we keep grinding away every day trying to make this thing work.
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
We are.
Yeah, clients are calling and the phone is ringing. Well, most of the time the phone is ringing when it isn't robots and people looking for Google ads and Lord knows whatever else. But things have been going really well. We're into May already. Typically our busy time of the year, and lo and behold, we're right on schedule. So this is a good thing.
Yes.
So we apologize if we're not getting out these podcasts as quickly as one would like, but it's just because we're really busy on the other side of it. And I think we kind of said that in January where we had a lot.
It's very quiet. Phone's not ringing, but it never rings this time of year.
Yep. As much, I should say.
Right.
So this week, we are going to talk a bit about interns.
Yes.
And why it can be a blessing to have an intern. Yes, they can help out immensely.
Yes,
they can be a lot of work, but you know what? There's always the reward at the end of that.
Absolutely.
You know, if you get someone who's really committed, someone who's very high energy, someone who is really dedicated and shows up
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis, just as they commit to doing so, whether they do it for college credit or because they want to broaden their own personal skills for their career, then you're really, really lucky. I think we've really lucked out with Adita, who's just come on board. She's been with us now how long?
2 weeks. She just finished her second week.
Wow. And how's that going so far?
Great. She's fantastic. She shows up early, stays late. She volunteered to do many things. She was extremely knowledgeable on social media. I thought I was pretty good with it, but she was just able to help take it to the next level, particularly with Instagram. She had resources at her fingertips on what the best hashtags to use were, best time of day to post, and ready to go and work together on titling and coming up with descriptions for the images for the website.
Boy, what a find.
Yes.
Now, why did we bring her on board? Why did we decide to do that?
Because I was very busy. I had a lot to do between the website and the social media. And in the busy season, I'm doing a lot of post-processing, back-end work. And
I thought you were just doing website stuff.
There's a lot to it. And it takes time.
And we really need another set of hands. And
yes.
We also wanted to grow the marketing side of our business. I mean, I can do it, Alyssa can do it, but at the same time, I think you need someone who specializes in certain areas that can really help grow that. So we, you know, in our conversations here said, what type of person do we need to bring on board that can help us grow,
mm-hmm.
at least from the marketing side, that can actually write some of the copy, can do a lot of the keywording. It all just takes time to do.
Right, some of it's just very time-consuming and a little redundant, coming up with titles and descriptions for images that are so similar, but each one has to be titled differently with a different description.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the question, you know, that I've always thought about, and this is kind of going back, I've had interns, you know, through the years, and some interns I've had for quite a while that eventually turn into employees, which
mm-hmm.
is how we met.
Yes.
You know, and we started that process, and here you are, what, 2.5 years later, and you haven't gone out screaming yet, so.
Not yet, no. It's been a great fit for me.
And for me, too. So we evolved it because we wanted to have a marketing person on board. She comes in about 10 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Our process that we went through to go find Adita was all of the colleges, no matter where you are, we happen to be, you know, in Boston, but there's tons of colleges here. But we reached out as far as UMass Amherst. We reached out as far as Rhode Island, RISD, and a bunch of the other schools, you know.
Local schools, BU, Suffolk. BC. Northeastern, Salem State.
And they all have career services offices
mm-hmm.
in the schools.
Yes.
So all one has to do is go online to their websites and look at the curriculum, decide, okay, do they offer this particular type of degree?
Mm-hmm.
Or this particular type of education, and find that, in this case, marketing person. And what we did was we went online, and they all seemed to have the same or similar. They standardized these career services forms
mm-hmm.
that you go in and you fill out online, and then you submit it,
mm-hmm.
and then the college career people review everything, make sure it's all up and up, and
mm-hmm.
it's worded correctly, and all the things, and then they post it.
Right.
And they usually can take a week, but we found, I actually found it took a day or two. It was pretty fast. And then the kids go on the career sites and they start looking around for either jobs or internships or that type of thing. And we got a number of people that applied.
Yes.
And then we looked at their resumes that they had sent to us, because that's the way we decided to do it in this particular case. We didn't want any phone calls because we just felt as though, let us at least see their resumes, even if it didn't have a ton on it. We were just kind of looking for some specific things, you know, different skill sets, maybe some different diversity, depending upon what their skill levels were. And then we kind of narrowed it down and said, okay, who do we want to respond back to?
Right, and then we sent out a request for them to send in samples of their writing so we can get an idea of how well they wrote and their style.
How many pieces did you ask for?
Just a couple of samples, and I found most people had blogs and other pieces that they had written that were already online, and they were able to respond just about immediately with links back to their writing samples, which was great and made it very easy to go through.
And then what did we decide to do after that?
The best of the best contacted and screened them over the phone to see how they sounded, and some of them were a little more receptive and upbeat than others.
Right.
Some of them were a little more laid back, and when I spoke with Erudita, I just had a good feeling about her right away. She answered the phone right away. She had already taken time to look at our website and watch videos, and she knew a lot about the company already and just had a lot of enthusiasm. And
so she took the initiative and actually found out about us.
Right.
So it's a two-way street.
Exactly. You know, exactly. And that's something that I was really looking for, because that's what I did when I was looking for a job. I take time to research each company so I'd know if it would be a good fit for me.
And then we called her in.
Yes. And she came in for an interview and we had a great conversation with her, and she was happy to start with us on June 10th, and it's worked out great so far.
June 10th?
May 10th. Started with us on May 10th.
Need more coffee.
I got like 4 hours of sleep last night.
Oh, goodness.
Please be kind.
I'll be kind. Okay. So, yeah, it must be. We're recording this on a Friday afternoon, which is not the best day of the week to do, but given the fact that this is the time that we had actually booked this appointment to record this 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And because we knew, and hopefully, you know, no one was going to call me up and go, hey, I need you to come and do my event on Friday night, because I was really looking forward to sitting and getting to this talk. So I feel like it's very important to be able to speak to how do you grow as an organization, especially when you don't necessarily, as a small business, how do you continue to grow without the larger resources of a much larger company, where you can say, you know what, I need a marketing person, I'm going to put it out there, I'm going to hire an agency, I'm going to do this, and then you've got X amount of dollars in salary that you can afford to do this. When you're a really small business, you don't have that luxury.
Right.
So you have to find other ways of creating this. In our case, we went to the colleges. Again, that's how we came together. But my eventual hope is that with Adita is that we're going to train her. She's going to bring her skill set. I also want her to turn around and take the time to go and learn on her own. And develop her skill sets and continue to develop her skill sets, so that by the time she graduates in December, my hope is by January we can turn around and hire her.
Yes.
And bring her on board. And then we have some other plans for the company, which will involve marketing and some other things. So that's the eventual goal. And, you know, by doing that, I feel like it gives the intern more freedom and flexibility, and we will support it through education, through training. A lot of companies don't do that. But I think, in a small business situation, you have to use as much resources as you have that you can afford to do to help people grow and continue to expand their horizons and their knowledge base. And then if you continue to treat everybody well, I mean, that's the goal.
Right.
They bring those resources back to you, and they begin to expand and then develop their own division.
Yes.
And that just, you know, I see what you do and all of the work and how much time and energy you put in when you're here and when you're working, and all of the work you do on the social media side and all the web work. I mean, it's just, we're seeing the results of that. Clients are calling because they're finding us. And
yes,
they,
which is the point. That's exactly. Good. That's great.
Exactly. So now that you have Adita, who will work with you, you guys, in doing this together as a team,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just expect everything to explode and never sleep again. So. No.
You'll be bringing on more photographers.
Yeah, well, I've already been working on that too. So anyway, I think that I hope that helps everybody in terms of, you know, thinking about interns. They can be extremely beneficial. They are some work. They do require guidance. You know, think of it as someone who is really just starting out.
Right.
They have their basic classes in school, but you now need to build on that.
Right.
I hope, you know, this podcast that we've done on internships has kind of shown you, at least from a brief standpoint, why it's invaluable to have another set of hands on board that, you know, can really be there and can guide you and can help you in many ways, bring a whole nother level of energy, a whole nother sense of perspective, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one of the other quick things I just wanted to mention about internships is that there are two types of internships. One is that there's an unpaid internship, and then there's a paid internship. And I really believe that if you're going to find a very high quality intern, someone who really is committed, I really think you at least need to pay them.
Yes.
At least a minimum wage plus their expenses. I think that is valuable. It makes them feel valuable. It makes them feel like they're coming. Yes, they're investing their time, but they are getting compensated for it.
Right.
And in a way to be compensated, it's more incentive for them to show up.
Yeah.
Some of the kids will just do it for college credit because they need it to fulfill a certain requirement. That's great. Most internships last, 3 months?
Something like that. Yeah, it might vary. It might be like a certain number of hours that they have to complete.
Exactly. Was it 40, 50, 60 hours?
I think it can vary from school to school.
You know, there's a number of different ways to do this. That becomes part of your interview, one of the questions that mm-hmm. you ask in your interview process. And then, you know, if you can make it all work and if everybody agrees that this is the outline, this is the plan that you're going to go ahead and utilize them for. In our case, we're making the internship very interactive. We want
yes.
their feedback. We want their input. I just don't want to dictate to everything and neither do you.
Right.
You know, we want their energy level. I think that makes a huge difference. So again, thanks for everybody. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate you taking the time to do this. The next podcast we do, you're all going to get to meet Adita.
Yes. We're going to bring her on to interview her.
And she has lots of energy.
Yes. She's
and excitement.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she does. She actually has been doing like circles around us around the room. We're sitting and we're moving in slow motion and she's like going zur, 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 zur. So, yep. But you'll all love her. We love her. And we hope that you find not only this podcast beneficial, but the next one, hearing it straight from the intern.
So we're also going to change our format a little bit. We're going to bring in some guests.
Ooh, who are we bringing in? Are we bringing in like Barbara Streisand?
No, or, I don't think we have the budget for Barbara Streisand.
Bummer. How about Brooke Shields? Oh, all right.
No.
We have to settle for a photographer.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, we're going to start with our intern, Adita, and Aaron, who is...
Who's Aaron?
Your back-end guy who's...
Oh, right. My left-hand person here,
or
my right-hand person, yeah.
Yes.
You know, without
Adita's my right-hand person, Aaron's your right-hand person.
Very true. And Greta's our both-hands person.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Greta keeps the flow all afloat. And I think I heard a rumor that Cole Bellamy is going to be our upcoming guest.
Cole Bellamy from Hunt Photo and Video
yes.
in Melrose
yes.
has
Everybody
graciously
knows.
Agreed to come on board and be interviewed for us. The one and only Cole. Everybody knows Cole.
Yes. He's a great guy.
Great guy. Great photographer.
Very knowledgeable, just very personable.
A true gentleman.
Yes.
So that's going to be a really exciting episode when Cole comes on board.
Yes.
And he's got a great laugh. And then from there, we're going to start branching out a little bit and hopefully talk to some people in the industry is one of our hopes.
Yes.
Bring on a few other photographers that we know now that we're you know, more involved with ASMP. We just had the show over at the Griffin Museum.
Yes.
Which was very successful.
It was a great turnout and a lot of fun and just the artwork was fantastic.
Yep. So
great review in the Boston Globe.
Oh, that's right. The Globe did a great article on it.
Yes.
Also, if for some reason you're unable to get there, there are pictures up on our Facebook page and
all our social media. So go check it out, and don't forget to check out our website www.davidfoxphotographer.com.
So again, thanks for listening, everybody, and please one more thing: don't forget to rate us.
Yes, we'd really appreciate it.
Please go on iTunes, look us up, go on iTunes. iTunes, rate the show, make some notes, make some comments.
We'd love some feedback.
Please let us know if there's specific topics or subjects or people that you think you'd like to have us try and interview. We'd be more than happy to make that happen for you.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you.
So again, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.